Rusty Quill presents.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, quick plugs. I'm back in the groove, streaming on Twitch every Sunday at twitch.tv/worldbegonepod, where every week I write that week's episode soundtrack, and then we hang out and play a video game. We played GeoGuessr this past Sunday, it was a lot of fun, so come and hang out. That's twitch.tv/worldbegonepod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone. We can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. A few days ago, I finished up the December Q&A, and I had a lot of fun doing that, so I thought I would plug that. That's normally for $2 and up patrons, but I accidentally made it available to all patrons, so if you want to throw me a buck, you can head over there and enjoy that, but don't get used to it. That is patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. Lily, Camera Crep, Gilna Darkmaster, Castoriday Stars, Mandated Yuri, aka Ryan, Kenny, Devoted Wretch, Jameson Beaver, Lay Aldinger, Aurora Noctua, Hera, Sappho Fragment 147, Goes Here Alexander, and Ivy Number 1 and Stanford. Supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains a depiction of violence. Listener discretion is advised.
M-Dog, my boy. Good to see you, bud. How's my favorite soldier doing today?
I'm tired, sir. My aura feels weak. And I'm not your favorite soldier. You've got a whole army of Michaels.
Yeah, but those guys are just like me. Makes us bicker sometimes. Hell, 223 and 1062 got in a fist fight this morning in training.
Did you say 1062? There are over 1,000 Michaels?
You don't know the half of it, Pilgrim.
Okay, if there are 1,000 Michaels, how many M-Dogs are there?
Less and less of them every day, the way things are going. Makes you all the more valuable. Sorry to hear your aura's weak or whatever. Is there anything I can do?
You know what you can do, Lieutenant. I want to see Edman. I don't care about anything else.
Of course you wanna see Edman, but you know that ain't up to me to decide. That's OI's call. I'd wanna see him too if I were you. I just hope you understand there ain't nothing I can do.
I don't know, Lieutenant. Tell him that your favorite soldier's aura is getting pale and that he needs to see his husband. I don't even know for a fact that he's still alive. You could be lying to me. I've tried to meditate about it. I've tried to feel him out there in the world and tell if he's in the physical world or if he's moved on, and I can't tell. The vibes are so bad in here. I need to see him.
I'm sure it can't help that his aura's locked up tight behind bulletproof glass, I'll tell you that. But we don't go around destroying our valuable assets all willy-nilly-like. You can rest assured that he's still kicking around here somewhere. We got copies of everyone. That's why we still got one of you, M-Dog, because some of y'all been dropping like flies. You and Edman are both valuable. You gotta trust me. You're more valuable than me, I'd reckon.
I'll try to be grateful that you find me valuable, Lieutenant, but I don't really understand why you find me valuable. I have expertise, but it's not like you're letting me lead your army in stretches. Though you should, you'd save a lot of pulled muscles in battle. So it doesn't seem like you want me for anything in particular, so I don't understand how I'm valuable.
Guess I never thought about it that way, Pard. So I guess I'll just kill you if you ain't got nothing to offer. Oh, come on, Pilgrim. I'm joking. You didn't think I'd kill you, did you?
As long as you're not letting me see Edman, I don't really care what you do. It's chill. Just whatever you want.
Now see, I might have drug you kicking and screaming into it, but you're sounding more and more like a soldier. The training that Eagle and me has been giving you is paying off. What you just said ain't no different than how the Michaels act. Live or die, what's important is you get to your goal. It's all water in the same stream, right? That's the hippy-dippy way of putting it.
Sure.
That's all the more reason I can send you out on a mission as a valuable asset. I know you got the mindset to do great out there. You're tough and ready.
You're right, Michael.
Lieutenant.
You're right, Lieutenant. that you have made me tough and ready, and I resent that. I don't want to be tough and ready. I want to be soft and flexible. I want to bend in the wind. I want my peaceful life with Edman back. The more you train me, the further away I get from Zen. And if I can't be Zen, then I can't have the life that I want with Edman, even if you reunite us. Not as long as you keep carving me up and resuscitating me and changing me. I won't be the same. I won't be the M-Dog that can live the idyllic life that I deserve to have with Edman, or at least the life that Edman deserves. I'm sure you're doing something similar to him, which is why we can never have what we could have had. We can never be chill again, only tough and ready.
Well, I sure am sorry you feel that way, M-Dog, but with all due respect, you can cry me a river. You ain't in near as deep as you think you are. You think you're in the depths, but your feet are touching the bottom. You got a life to go back to, and when you get back to that life, you'll understand that it don't matter if it's really you. What matters is you're really there. It ain't like that for me. I ain't got nowhere to go back to if OI cut me loose. You're still M-Dog, but I'm Lieutenant now.
Well, it sounds like you got done dirty too, Lieutenant. Maybe your loyalty got misplaced.
Horseshit. Ain't no side worth me being loyal to. Ain't no room for me somewhere else. I've got a cot and three squares here. I'm Lieutenant now, so that's what I'm gonna be. But I didn't drag you out of containment in order to talk about this soldier. You asked how you was valuable, I'll tell ya. We got us a new piece of equipment on the used market, and we need someone to go in and do some recon.
What does that have to do with me, Lieutenant? Unless you want me to bring some essential oils and spruce the place up.
It could use some sprucing up, Pard. What happened was, we made a copy of that fancy dome what the base was staying in at the compound. Normally, Operose's capabilities mean they can just make a copy of anything they want, but the compound got clever. They got a fancy new defensive array. It didn't stop us from making a new dome, but it sure ain't what we signed up for. We need someone to head in there and make a catalog of what's in there and what ain't. You've infiltrated base before. You know where to look for everything.
I can't tell if this is a suicide mission or grunt work.
That's because I don't know. Could be fine, stable, the whole thing empty. Or it could be crawling with danger. Of course, I'll be in your ear for backup if and you need me.
And if I do a good job and prove that I've earned my place here, will you take me to see Edman?
We'll talk about all that after the mission.
Bullshit, Michael. I know what that means.
It's Lieutenant.
We can talk about it later. Always means no. And there are only so many times that I can go with the flow on that.
I wish I could say you were wrong, M-Dog. They got no intention of taking requests from you to see Edman. No amount of your rabble-rousing will get you to see him. If they show him to you, it'll be their decision alone. Ifen, you promise to keep your yap shut about this forever, and I do mean forever, because if this propagates, I'm dead. I can... just... come here, come here, come with me.
Michael, what are you...
Yes, I am. Quickly, come, and you better be damn quiet, you hear?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir, Lieutenant.
Get your dang breathing under control, Pard. You look suspicious.
We're going up? We've been in the same building this whole time?
Quiet. No questions. We're gonna take a ride out of the elevator, then down three doors. You got it. Do not look around. I will open the door. You may not speak. Nod if you understand.
Edman.
He can't hear you from the other side of the glass, but that's him.
Yeah, that scar. What did you do to him?
I didn't do nothing. There, I showed him to you. We don't got time. We gotta go. Eagle's gonna kill us.
I'm gonna get us out of here, Edman.
Get your grubby mitts off the glass. People will know we were here. Come on, M-Dog, let's go. We gotta get you in that dome. M-Dog, hey, let's get this helmet off of you. You okay? You're okay. Breathe. That's right, breathe.
Lieutenant, what the fuck was that? I couldn't see shit. My helmet fogged up. I was popping in and out. It's like I was here and there, and then I felt something slash across me. It ripped across the suit, and I couldn't see it. I couldn't even tell where in the dome I was. It was pitch black.
That ain't nothing that I weren't expecting, pard. That's about what happened to me when I was sent to retrieve Troy from Texas. Except back then, we didn't know about the defensive array or what it did. I went out there in only my boots and my uniform, and boy, did it cut me up something fierce. I needed stitches in 3 different places. That's why we got you in that fancy suit. You said it was pitch dark in there?
I might as well have had my eyes closed. The only way that I could tell that I wasn't going blind or something is that every time it went black, it got hot. Not normal summer hot, more like the inside of a sauna hot, or even hotter than that. Lieutenant, what the hell is going on in there?
I reckon it's because we ripped it up out of the ground in the compound. I'm sure some of the electronics didn't survive the journey. Maybe some wires got cut or some sensitive sensors got triggered or destroyed. That's why we're sending you on the recon mission, to see what's in there to salvage.
Well, were you planning on salvaging any people? Because I think I heard voices in there. Unless that was you in my earpiece.
It weren't me. You're saying it's a fellow what sounded like me?
I could barely hear them, but yes.
Well, that could be damn near anyone, I reckon.
Seriously, though, is there a Michael in there?
Sounds like it. The dome might be a bigger score than we thought. What a deal for operos. Of course, you gotta go back in there. We ain't done.
Wait, Lieutenant, I can't see shit, and I keep popping back out. There's no point in putting me back in there.
I'm gonna tweak some stuff. Plus, the array will be weaker every time we attack it. Eventually, it'll give way and you can walk right in. It might hurt a little bit until then. Oh, and here, I got some night vision goggles for you. No use sending you in if you can't see. First thing I want you to look around for is the boulders. You got it?
Can I catch my breath? I just got back.
Better not to rest too long. You'll get stiff and tired. You gotta keep that energy up, Bard. All right, I'm sending you back in 3, 2,
my aura is going to disappear.
Come in, M-Dog. Are you in the dome? Because you sure as hell ain't here no more.
Yeah, I'm here. I can see now. I'm standing in the yard at base. There's the base, and then there's a weird little shed on the other side of the yard.
Do you see the boulders anywhere?
No, I don't see any boulders anywhere. I guess they could be behind the base.
No, they're too dang big to be behind something. You'd see them.
Okay, so did something go wrong? Are the boulders supposed to be in here?
We certainly would have liked for that to be the case. Though that might have been some wishful thinking on our part. I'm sure the compound's been spending extra dollars making sure that those boulders don't move nowhere, even if the dome around them does.
Lieutenant, I see 3 lights moving around in base, like flashlights or something, pretty dim. If I had to guess it, Mikey and Michael and the second one.
That's MW. What the heck are they doing here?
I don't know. Could it have something to do with this shed thing that I'm in front of? It's not a normal shed. Someone put like a fancy wooden door on it and I can see a chimney on top. Is this like a guest house? Was somebody living in it?
If those chuckleheads weren't in the base when things started to move, there's no telling what could have happened. Looks like their friends inside the base got protected and the mics got drug along with the dome.
What do you mean drug along? Do you think that they got iterated when the dome got iterated, or do you think that these are the mics from the compound?
Could be either. This ain't what we were expecting. Something malfunctioned, and it's gonna take us a while to figure out how it malfunctioned.
Isn't that potentially really bad, though? What if they're from the compound, and the compound notices they're missing and decides to trace them?
Well, they'll trace them to where the new dome is, Bard, and they'll be in for quite a surprise, because it ain't hanging around Operos.
Where am I, Lieutenant?
You're in the dome, and you're taking orders from your superior officer. That's all that matters.
Michael, Lieutenant, I just want to know what kind of danger I'm in.
The type of danger that gets your admin back to you. How does that sound? No, are them lights still on inside the base?
Yes, three lights, all moving.
So you can't go in there then? You said you're outside of some kind of shed.
Yeah, a shed or a house or something.
Well, let's see if that's got anything worth looking at then.
Alright, I'm heading into the shed. Yep, I would say that people have been living in here alright. There are two beds made of sleeping bags and blankets. Michael's got his stack of cowboy hats. There's some boots here, just all sorts of paper and junk sitting around, and a bowl of noodles that does not look fresh. And, of course, Michael's journal beside his bed.
Take a quick peek in that journal, Bard. See if you can figure out what they're up to. Maybe they know better than we do what's going on. They could be here on purpose.
What? For what purpose, Lieutenant?
Could be they were tasked with sabotaging the dome iteration. Now get reading.
All right. It's mostly poetry, and it doesn't look good. Do you write stuff like this, Lieutenant?
That ain't none of your damn business.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you've written a poem called August the Heartbreakin' Badger, I know about it now.
Get to the good stuff already.
Okay, how about this? I regret to announce that this is a new Michael writing in an old journal. The previous Michael has successfully mutinied and escaped to Texas, taking the only known calculator inside of the dome with them. Is this the same Texas base that you visited?
Yep, there's all sorts of mics down there, but I was there for Troy.
All three of us were iterated to facilitate their escape. Ty isn't any the wiser, which puts us in a bind. Writing them out to Ty would jeopardize any attempts we might make to escape, but so does leaving those iterations alive. I was iterated from Michael right before he left, so I know that he has the intention of killing us instead of consolidating with us after we escape, out of fear that the consolidations would too profoundly change them. So this Michael thinks he's gonna die.
He's probably right. It's a Michael-eat-Michael world out there.
Yet he does not want to give peace a chance, because it continues. Unfortunately for those traitors, we have found an escape hatch that does not require the calculators. Edgar found a control panel hatch in the side of the dome that has emergency access to the trunk. The trunk is the place that I went when I was infiltrating the compound. We plan on attempting an escape as soon as we can be certain that it would evade Ty's search. We have decided not to make further iterations in an attempt to escape, which would only restart the process. The other two want to make peace. They think that we would have the upper hand if we show up to Texas unannounced and demand to be consolidated. Mikey seems certain that the other members of the Texas posse won't let them kill us. He seems to especially value the opinion of a large horse named Bluster. I am not so optimistic. I am experienced with the disposition of horses, and they can be unexpectedly bloodthirsty.
Ornery.
However, I do not intend to tell them of my personal plans until the first shots are already ringing out, at which point they will have no choice but to stand by my side. Some pretty brutal stuff. I don't think that they intended to be here.
I don't think so either, Bard. Seems like there was already an escape plan, and that was out the trunk.
And then after that, there's a burnt flash drive taped to the inside of the page. And the page says, Michael control program destroyed. Mikey attempted to keep a backup, blowtorched it to smithereens.
You're gonna want to hold on to that, Bard. That sounds like the program what killed all the Michaels during the battle. They can't do it to me no more, but I'd sure like to get my grubby little paws on it. Assuming that we can do some forensic data recovery.
It looks pretty melted, Lieutenant. I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, and this ain't normal data recovery, Pilgrim. This is Operos data recovery.
Fuck, Lieutenant, they're coming over here. What do I do?
Get out of the dang shed. If they find you in there, you ain't got nowhere to run.
Right.
We didn't see anything, Mikey, and you were getting riled up.
Yeah, quit
It's all right, M-Dog. You're fine. They don't know you're out there, do they?
No, they can't see me. It's too dark, but they're right on the other side of the shed.
They ain't looking for nothing. They don't got no reason to look around in the dark for you.
This is too dangerous, Lieutenant. Shouldn't you extract me?
I'm not done with you yet.
Not done with me? What are you gonna do?
Well, you was reading that journal entry from that Michael. I was thinking about the pep talk I was giving you earlier about how you should hold out hope. And I think I was being too hard on myself. We ain't any different from one another, you and me, M-Dog. There's still a life for me out there. I just gotta reach out and take it. I forgot that.
What are you talking about? What does that have to do with this?
This Michael's ripe for the picking. This in here is gonna kill the other iteration when he gets free. That'll make him sly as Michael. And I've been given an opportunity to strike while the iron's hot.
You're saying you're gonna take his place?
That's the plan. I'm coming in.
The plan doesn't make any sense. What about Operos? What happens when you run off to become this Michael and never come back?
Easy. I'll make a new iteration, and that new iteration will be Lieutenant.
Did you not hear the journal entry? That'll cause a feedback loop.
Not with the Army, Michaels. We're disciplined, and I'm the top dog. It'll be an order.
Okay, what about me? I could tell Operos you deserted, and then they'll come after you, and then Eagle...
New Lieutenant, kill you.
No, this has gone too far. I'm not going to let you take over Michael's life. I'm going to explain to these iterations what's going on.
Hey! Fuck, did you see? You heard that. You saw that.
Thanks for the distraction, idiot.
Purples, you slamming your palm against the side of the shed. There's something on the other side of the shed. I saw it. It's looking at us.
Hello? Hello?
Michael, I didn't see nothing.
Maybe you just ain't built for the heat, Mikey.
Michael, you remember being him, right? Remember how scared you used to get?
Well, the scaredy cat's on thin ice.
We need to get moving. We need to make it to the panel. Mikey, stay with me and don't run off, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Michael, it's over. They can't see us back here. I'm taking your place. I'm gonna need that hat.
Lieutenant.
Not anymore. It's Michael. And it's your fault I ended up in Operos. You're the one that gave yourself over to Ty, so you pay the price. Goodbye, Michael. Now let's get to the trunk. Don't fucking touch me right now, Mikey. I ain't in the mood. We can say our sorries to each other out in the daylight.
Michael, what are you talking about? I'm over here.
Yeah, I'm over here with him. What's going on?
Well, one of you slapped me on the back. I ain't in the mood. Which one of you was it?
It wasn't me. Look how far away from you I am.
Yep, and I've been keeping my eye on Mikey. Neither of us touched you, Michael.
I told you that I saw something.
We need to get to that fucking panel.
Edgar, oh, where is it? I've got to warn you. You still have it. Where is it? Where's the button? Where's the button? I've got to warn them.
It's the same size as it was. There's no value in that. I got satisfied with sleeping and not making plans, and it wasn't so bad. And all the ones that I burned down that I thought would kill me went over the kerosene I bought and probably will buy again. Scars getting smaller, but I still look at it every time I play guitar. And when it's gone, I wonder if I'll remember where it was. And even with my purported lack of perspective, I still see the light that I put out and probably will put out again. My belt, and I know no value in that. Still haven't taken care of myself, but it isn't that bad. And even with all the kerosene my lantern could possibly hold, I know that it's burnt out. It'll probably burn out again. Probably burn out again.
Technical problems are so annoying when you are doing things at the last minute. Yeah. It is 8 p.m. on episode day, and I am troubleshooting nonsense.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.